Welcome to episode 13 of ZTGD Podcast Radio. Today we're going to be talking about how Microsoft is preventing people from trading in their copy of Crackdown, Oblivion gets 250 more achievement points, plus we run down the top 10 aggravations in gaming. So sit back and relax, episode 13 of ZTGD Podcast Radio. All my bags are packed and ready to go. I'm standing here outside the door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morning.
All right, well, we're here for episode 13, and it's a giant round table tonight.
It is a big round table.
It's a big giant round table.
It's quite diverse now.
It is diverse.
There's no fucking table, though.
There is no fucking table, and that bothers me. But anyway, tonight we have the Killer Wolverine.
Yo.
We have the Wombat.
What's up?
We have Gambus Khan.
Hey, what's up?
We have the Token Black Guy.
What's up? Oh, already it starts. Already.
What happened is here? Well, we're going to calm down.
We're going to calm down and not use that.
Already it's...
Professor Chaos is here tonight.
What's up?
All right. You sound kind of like Killer Wolverine and the Priest.
Yo.
And of course I'm here, and we're going to start off with our usual segment, which we'd like to entitle, What's Fondling Your Console? Nice. So... I'm going to go this way.
Oh, let's start with the...
No, I'm going to go this way.
Man, I got to think about what I've been playing. Let's start that
no,
way.
I'm going to start with you. Whatever.
We're
going
to start with you.
Well, we're going to be having silence for like 10 minutes because I don't even know.
All right, well, I'll jump across. Fuck you then.
Oh, fine. You oh, play? Shit.
Yes. Number one on the list again.
Oh, what have I been playing? I've been playing the shit out of Crackdown demo. I tell you that.
Well, who has it?
People who don't have Xbox Live, I guess.
Well, then they're stupid.
But I've been playing that a lot. Playing some Lost Planet. Getting a little farther into that and playing to, oh, what was that?
I don't like
that was the first black complaint of the day.
That's what that was.
So,
it's always got to be diverse. Yeah. You got a Gears of War hater here, a Lost Planet hater here.
Yeah, you got that right.
What's going
Gears
on?
Gears of War hater. All
yep.
Right.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
You know.
But let's see, what else have I played? I played, Karaoke Revolution American Idol, which,
yes.
By the way, you can find my review for
yes, you
on
can.
Zero Tolerance Games.
It's still one of the top 10 reviews.
Hey, what are you going to do?
So,
but really, I mean, that's pretty much about it. I haven't been playing a whole lot this week, but that's what I've been.
Most of us haven't been playing much with the Crackdown demo.
That's true.
So, but we'll move around. Still not going back to you. Gambus Khan, what are you playing?
Well, I've been playing Artsanelico for the PS2.
He's been playing that for the last three podcasts.
Does he ever play anything normal? Like, hey, it's never, oh yeah, I was playing Crackdown.
No, I was playing Artsanelico, the Jewel of the Nile.
It's always fucking some crazy Japanese game.
And I just recently picked up Hotel Dusk. I haven't played it yet, but I just picked it up, so I'm pretty interested in that. And I've been playing the Crackdown demo.
Oh,
yes!
There you go. Word. Was you ready for Hotel Dusk? Are you ready to read?
Because
that's all you really do.
See, because I can't read.
I know. So that's why you don't own a DS.
Hooked on Fines didn't work?
No.
Not for everybody.
It
not 100%.
It does, no, it doesn't have 100% conversion rate.
They're working on that.
Yeah, no. You know. So is that it? That's all you got? That's all it's fondling you this week?
Yeah.
You're just touching.
Just touching.
Touching. But he's not even played Hotel Dusk. That's what's funny. So how is that what you fondling?
Because I was fondling the box.
Right.
Well,
that counts.
Did you sniff the manual?
Yeah, I was just going to ask that.
Actually, no, not yet. Not
you need
yet.
To do that because otherwise the fans will be disappointed.
And if you don't sniff it soon, it's going to lose its fresh scent.
It will.
Yes.
The fragrance will be gone.
There's nothing worse than a rotten, old, moldy manual.
Well, you got that right.
Yeah. That doesn't bode well for him.
But it's okay because you can make blue manual dressing out of it later. Oh, right. See what I did there?
You see what you did?
With the crappy Bob Saget joke? Did you like that?
He was in Farce of the Penguins. Let it go.
Did you watch that?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right, moving on.
I don't know
so
what I'm
you
more
playing?
Concerned about. The fact that you know about the movie or the fact that you know Bob Saget is
well,
in the movie.
It's got Dane Cook in it, too.
No.
Is he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, now you know. And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe. Right. That's what they do.
All
right,
so what are you playing?
Some Rogue Galaxy on PS2. Which,
yeah, which you can read his review.
Which you can read my review on the website as well.
Yes, you can.
The Crackdown demo, of course. But I haven't only been playing that. I've been playing, and I know the black jokes are coming. I've been playing Def Jam.
You know, that's too
that's
easy.
Right. That's right.
It's just too easy.
Especially considering that the game is ass.
It is. And you I, know? Was gonna say that. I was actually going to say that. I liked the first two. This one, not so much.
But it'll still sell to your demographic.
It will. It will.
No, wait a minute now. Not to his demographic.
I know, I'm just fucking with you.
To the same demographic that
buys every other EA
right.
gangster rap kind of game.
Right.
And it's pretty. Have you seen it? It's pretty.
The buildings jump.
The buildings jump.
And they kind of break apart, like when you pull off something. Like you can scratch in the air and call stuff to explode, and like the buildings kind of break. It's no.
All
it's,
I did was play the demo and wrestle with the controls for 25 minutes, and then I turned it off.
Yeah,
I mean,
T.I.
seriously,
like, see, beat the crap out of
me. He did. He kept throwing me in the fire, and I'm like, what?
I downloaded it, but you know what? I haven't played it yet because I don't know that my ego can handle getting the crap kicked out of me by a rapper like T.I. or, you know,
they just run out of names and start using two letters now.
Exactly.
I don't get it.
That's what it is.
T.I.
I don't know what it means. Don't look at me.
Okay. Do you play anything else besides Def Jam?
The NBA Street demo.
That is awesome.
Is really good.
That is awesome.
I definitely want to get that game.
I haven't played that yet.
Yeah. EA, thank you.
I downloaded a bunch of demos lately. I haven't played any of them. I downloaded the Girl demo. I haven't played that. Downloaded the Def Man. What?
What was that noise?
That was a technical difficulty. Just ignore it.
Yeah, edit that one out later. I downloaded the Def Jam demo. I'm not even speaking English anymore.
Right.
That's all right.
I didn't even play it. Bunch of stuff.
It's been all demos, yeah.
Battle Stations. Yeah, because 360.
Wait a minute.
I liked it. You didn't like
Did you say Battle Stations was good?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dude, me and Zero played Battle Stations for an hour.
I actually saw
it. And nothing.
Nothing happened.
I like those type of games, though.
It took me an hour and a half to blow up his building. One building.
I seriously.
You know what? I've played it and never blew up a building. I've blown up ships.
I must have dropped 80,000 bombs on his friggin' aircraft carrier.
Yeah, and they never
blew and up.
Nice.
Nothing. The
like
health bar didn't even go down.
Health, like nothing.
Well, see, you probably were using. I don't know.
I was using bombs.
So it should have.
They were trying to make it challenging for
I
you.
I guess that's what
they were trying to make a sleep-inducing game. So they achieved that.
Yes, they did.
I won't even buy it for the achievements. What's that tell you?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wow.
It's that boring.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a public service announcement, if ever you hear Zero say that he won't buy a game for achievement points, don't buy that game.
Run from that game.
I played Cabela's Safari Hunter for achievement points. Okay?
Open season. We
open
were all
season.
Playing. What were we playing? Like
Lego Star Wars.
Lego Star Wars. He's the only mofo who's playing open season. And we're like, open season.
It was an easy 1,000 points. What can I say?
Yeah, but you can't even. I mean, you've always bought crappy games.
Yeah.
Even just to play them.
Just to play them, because then if the more I know.
Right, which is evident by the fact that you have Dino Crisis 3 downstairs.
But I still like Dino Crisis 3, so, whatever.
Sleeper hit.
No.
Except
it wasn't a sleeper hit.
It wasn't a hit. It just died.
Yes.
And I'll admit that. I liked it, though.
It became
it confusing
extinct.
As hell. Well, that was good.
Yeah, I like that one.
Have you decided yet? Do you know what you've been playing? What's been fondling you this week?
Nothing's really been fondling me.
Nothing at all?
Just demos. Crackdown.
Well, he just named off like three demos and one game. Yeah. So, how's that any different?
It's not.
I play more.
I'm just saying, Crackdown and Grawl, which Grawl is really pretty.
No, I can't.
You shut up.
Grawl is awesome.
I like it.
Grawl 2.
Yeah. It looks better than the first one.
It looks in everything though. It's more.
I know that, but it plays a little bit better too.
Is it? You just played Rogue Galaxy. That's Japanese RPG cliche.
Yeah,
that's 15.
But no, Rogue Galaxy.
It's the same
game.
And you
can read this in my review. It mixed elements from like Final Fantasy and Kingdom Hearts, and it did. It took the good stuff from them. It didn't
but
take
see,
the crappy stuff.
That's the thing.
It
about,
actually was really good.
That's the thing about Japanese RPGs, though. Is every time one comes out, it's always what took the best parts of this, and this, and put it all together.
Well, that's true. But whatever, bro. Freaking
read his review.
Is more of the same. Yes, and read the review.
And it's more of the same, but good.
Yeah, I don't remember ever getting blown up by a mortar in the first one, so more of the same. Okay, that's cool, whatever.
They added a mortar.
Oh,
wait, and I can beat the spy cam thing.
That's only one level.
Yes! Whatever.
That's only one level.
I know, but...
You know what? You can go play something else while we play a co-op.
Yeah, go play Rogue Galaxy.
You playing, you know, whatever.
Def Jam.
You can play a Def Jam.
Playing freaking Def Jam when they're playing Rogue...
Galaxy.
Grawl, whatever.
Rogue Galaxy Grawl? Rogue Grawl.
Wow.
Grawl.
It's going to have to be some heavy editing on this podcast.
I think so. But, you know, that's what we have computers for. All right, so...
Wait, you have a computer?
Yeah.
Shit.
With Vista.
Vista. It's space-age technology that eats all your hardware. We're passing
around
the
beast elevator.
Yeah.
Think peace of
pipe. Peace yeah. pipe. No, we're not passing around the peace pipe.
Come on, you're trying to get us arrested? It's actually a 2-liter bottle of Pepsi, if anybody's curious.
With holes in it.
Somebody right now is listening. That's the cold name for it. I that cold name for my
two. They're already listening more closely because we got a black guy on the podcast this week.
I thought I heard a water bomb.
No, he just said Rogue Galaxy.
That wasn't marijuana. That was Rogue Galaxy. All right, so I guess that comes back around to me since...
Well, I guess I'm done since everyone I was, like, talking about. That's cool. That's almost
fun. I asked you what you were playing. You said Brawl.
He's so angry.
Crazy.
Yeah, but then again, the guest, you know, just kind of, you know...
No, it's more the same. No, no, no.
Okay, so you ain't
no!
have.
No, no,
playing.
No, no.
Exactly.
No, I'm done.
So,
I'm done. Move on.
ZT, wow. Go ahead and then...
Move on.
That
no.
hurts my feelings a lot, you know? I don't like arguments. They hurt my feelings.
What the fuck?
Anyway, moving on. I'm even more boring than you. I didn't play shit. Literally, I didn't play anything.
What? No,
not
that's
a
good week. You played Root Beer Tapper.
That was like on Saturday.
Was it?
That's like all I played. And we played a little Hexic.
Really?
And that's really
Hexic,
about it.
Huh?
I mean, seriously.
Wow, it's been a slow month.
It's only been 5 days. It's only been 4 days since we did the last podcast with me and Khan. And literally, I haven't had time to play anything. I was hoping to get my copy of Pro Evolution Soccer today, but I didn't get that. Or Lunar Knights, I wanted to play that. I haven't got that yet.
Oh, boo-hoo! They haven't shipped me my free game yet!
Right.
Shut up.
Right.
Go buy them in the store like the rest of us.
Jesus.
That so
was
much
mean.
Animosity going on around here.
You're
know.
Mean.
You're
Punisher shirt.
Yeah. That's what I thought. But that's... I didn't even play the Crackdown demo this weekend. I just didn't play anything this weekend.
Man. Well,
so
that's all. That's all. Most of us will be playing next week. That NBA Street,
Crackdown, and Virtua Fighter next week. For
oh,
me.
Are you not gonna play NBA Street?
Yeah, I'm gonna play NBA Street.
Is that the same day as Crack?
Yeah.
Well, probably not, because Crackdown.
Crackdown be same day.
Yeah, because they already have that in the well
tomorrow.
Yeah,
tomorrow they're getting Crackdown in tomorrow.
So, which means
we can't,
Walmart
we can't,
run.
Yeah, Walmart.
Oh,
somebody's breaking
call.
The street date. I'm gonna find that player.
I ain't kidding. If you
Walmart
need to know, you all have my cell phone number. If you find it, you call me.
And if you're listening to
and
this
if any
podcast,
of you find it, you best motherfucking call me.
Yeah,
right.
If you're listening to this podcast and you live in the Southwest Ohio area, do not go looking for it because I'm buying your copy. Or if you find multiple copies, give us a call.
Give us no, don't give
or email someone.
Yeah,
email
us.
Don't call. Yeah,
yeah, don't call. Yeah,
just email me.
There you go.
My email's all over bathroom stalls.
No, your phone number is all over.
No, it's not.
Stalls.
I never gave that out.
It is now.
Oh. For a good time.
Ouch.
Anyways, we're going to jump
what's his name here on this podcast?
Professor Chaos.
Professor Chaos.
Professor Chaos.
Okay. Well, the whole joke's gone. Never mind. I don't know it.
Well, I'm glad
he just ruined that.
Oh, actually, it's
we're moving on.
For drugs. Call Professor Chaos.
Okay, moving on to the news.
I'm so going to jail off this. I'm so going to jail.
You're going to jail now, but right now we're going to the news.
All
right.
The news.
I must be doing this from like a 180 turn here, but we're going to do the news.
News.
It's news that you can use. So,
news time.
News time for you. First up on the news, Bullet Witch has gone gold.
And awesome.
So many people.
There's cheers throughout America. So the eight people who are excited about Bullet Witch.
I raise my hand.
Well, you're one out of eight. Okay, two out of eight.
And same
three out of eight.
Okay, so 50% of this room cares.
There you go.
Thank you.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Well, careless. That's fine. That's fine. Whatever.
I think it looks fun. It really does.
All right, next piece of news, and this one I love just rubbing this one in. As if it wasn't bad enough that Microsoft's making you buy Crackdown for the Halo 3 beta, you now cannot trade it in to play the Halo 3 beta.
Nice. You have to still have it.
In order to launch the Halo 3 beta, you have to launch it from inside the game. Inside the game of Crackdown.
Yes.
So you cannot trade in Crackdown once you buy it.
Why would you want to trade it in?
Why would you want to trade it in? Because it's awesome.
You know what, though? That is a great idea.
Oh, yeah, it is. Microsoft's brilliant on this.
Because you know that's what's going to happen. Yeah.
Right, but at some point, it's not going to have the Halo 3 beta.
Exactly. So you trade it in then.
Okay. All right. So then it's just
You can trade it in, but once you do, you can no longer
play the
Halo
3
beta.
Gotcha.
There you go.
All right.
It's a good idea.
That is a great idea.
And I'll tell you
everybody
this.
Should be forced to play that game because it is awesome.
Yeah. If you had to launch Zone of Enders,
to play the Metal Gear Solid 2 demo.
You know.
Nobody would have traded Zone of Enders.
No, that's why there was 1,500 copies at every EB.
Yeah, and none of them had the Metal Gear demo in it.
All right, next piece of news. And we've been talking about the Oblivion Shivering Isles expansion pack coming out.
Woo!
Well, with the new policy, Bethesda is going to add another 250 achievement points to the expansion.
Yes, so that is what I like to hear.
So now that you can add 250 points to downloadable content, you can now, Bethesda's going to add it in, so who knows what they'll come up with.
Nice. Very nice. I got a lot of faith in Bethesda, so.
Well, they're also, I don't know if you heard the last podcast, but we were talking about they're fixing the shader, too. Like
really?
With the PlayStation 3 version, they figured out how to make the distance look better.
Yeah.
So they're going to put that into a download for the 360 version, so it will initially look as good as the PS3 version.
That's the way, if every developer was like that, we'd be golden.
Yep. Yeah, I'm happy about it. I love downloadable content. I think the Crackdown downloadable content is awesome, where they give you 900 achievement points, then later, once they figure out what people can do with the game, they're going to add another 100 points and let fans choose what the achievements are.
Nice. Yep.
And then they can still add 250 on top of that for paid downloadable content.
Yep.
Just so much.
I'm excited about the rumor about the Guitar Hero downloadable content.
Yeah, downloadable content for Guitar Hero.
They already, rumors the Halo theme. That's going to be awesome. Who wouldn't want to
play the Halo theme?
That's awesome. Because you can't deny that's one of the...
But that's not as good. No matter what downloadable content they put on there for Guitar Hero 2, it will not be as good as Trogdor the Burninator. By God.
By God. Anyway.
Nobody in this room knows what Trogdor the Burninator is?
I've heard of Trogdor, but I don't know what the hell the Burninator is.
Seriously.
I don't know.
You just got to go to... I'm going to throw this plug out here. Go to homestarrunner.com if you've never been there. Funniest website on the net. Seriously. Homestarrunner.com. Go there. It's a blast.
All right. Moving on.
It is.
This will make all the RPG geeks happy.
Oh.
Squaresoft is working on yet another MMORPG for the Xbox 360 and the PC.
Shocker.
See? From, what's his name? I got to read it. Hiromichi Tanaka, in an interview with ProG, said that they are working on another MMO for 360 and PC gamers.
See, I'm an RPG fan and I don't care because Final Fantasy XI sucked.
Well, one of our readers will disagree with you because that's all he plays.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's all find he plays. Me and email me and tell me why you like it because I know.
Actually,
I
played
really
it. Two of our readers actually because Speedwack's the same way. That's all he played.
Yeah. Who was the other one? True. I was true. Speaking of Speedwack.
Who else plays it all the time?
I don't know who
else.
Scarface.
Scarface.
Yeah. Okay. I was trying to think about. I was like, who? I'm thinking of people I know personally, not actual people like a long ways away.
Readers, man.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. My bad.
I couldn't Scarface. Remember his gamer tag. Scarface.
Yeah. He's always playing it. All right. Next one on the list: Greg Kinesa, the former head of Xbox Live Arcade, is left for PopCap Games. Don't really know what that means, but. It was news.
What is
the
news? PopCap?
There you go.
PopCap, the same guys that brought you Bejeweled and Heavy Weapon.
Oh, okay.
He now works for them so that we have a new Xbox Live director.
Hopefully he'll do well.
Next one. Gave me a little wood. The developers of Mass Effect, BioWare, claim that there's at least 70 hours worth of gameplay in Mass Effect.
You know, nice. If anybody can back up that claim, I believe they can.
I believe they can as well.
Super excited.
There's plenty there for you without even downloadable content. This is 70 hours. So.
That's solid. It's no Oblivion.
Mm, no.
Ah, sorry, I just had to throw that out there.
All the BioWare freaks are going to burn you in
the
cross.
Well, what are you going to do? No, I love BioWare stuff, so that's not a knock on BioWare at all. That was just my...
All right,
the
next one coming out. This has been I'm almost tired of reporting this now, but according to Game Informer, in next month's issue, there will be a preview of Mercenaries 2 for the Xbox 360 and PS3.
I thought they said PlayStation 3 only.
Now, but according to the new Game Informer, the preview next month is for both systems. So I don't know.
Somebody needs to call
I see it in the fucking store with an ESRB rating on it, I'm done. I'm not reporting this shit anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get myself hyped up about it only to, find out that
it's only on PlayStation 3.
We're going to pull it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pull a Half-Life on Dreamcast.
At least
get excited for it.
Oh,
and then,
I know.
Oh,
and then it's like, no,
we
you don't get
mind.
It. You know, through the magic of the internet, I was able to play that.
Were you?
It was a really good
version. You know, through the magic of the internet, you can play Half-Life on your PC as well.
Yeah, I know. But not on my Dreamcast.
Gotcha. It's true.
All right, now we're moving on to the last part of Xbox 360 news, which is the Marketplace update. And since the last podcast we did, there wasn't a lot. There's a Battlestar Galactica theme. Woo! 150 points. There's a Battlestar Galactica picture pack.
Woo! Let me tell you.
80 points. There's a new video of Stranglehold, which I really suggest everybody go download.
That looks like it's gonna be
awesome. It looks incredible. The new trailer's awesome. Shows him all standing there with blood all over him and two guys. That looks awesome. If you bought it, I'm sorry, but there are new Sonic mission packs.
Oh, God.
For each of the different characters.
If you still have Sonic, like, I'm not going to begrudge you if you bought it, because it's got Sonic on the front of it. A lot of people will buy it.
But if you still
have Sonic, your taste is questionable.
Yeah,
if you're buying extra missions for Sonic, you deserve to be punched in the face. By the biggest guy that you can find.
Oh, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It's bad. All right. And they're 200 points a piece, by the way, in case you want to torture.
If you pay $200 or 200 points a piece for Sonic mission packs, I'm dropping an anvil on your head.
I would pay to see that. Last piece of Marketplace update. Penny Arcade picture packs 3, 4, and 5, including Fruit Fucker and Cardboard Tube Samurai and a bunch of other cool pictures. There's like 18 pictures per pack. So it's a lot of pictures, but they're 200 points a piece. So if you like Penny Arcade, there you go.
There you go.
And the last piece of Xbox 360 news, I'm going to watch Gambus Con get wood here. They're making a Battlestar Galactica game for Xbox Live Arcade, and it will be out by the end of this year.
Sweet!
Who's making an RPG off of that, too? And I like that new show, Battlestar Galactica.
Well, that's fine if you like the show, awesome. But how many... I love 24, but the game sucks a monkey's ass.
You're absolutely right. But I still played it through...
I still played it just for the story.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I was like, how did Chase get here? Yeah, exactly. Hey, what's up? I was like, they're suffering through the game. Like, yeah, I heard they released a code. Like, infinite health now, so I might go back and buy it if it's on the clearance rack so I can finish the story. Because I don't actually want to play it. I just want to hear the story.
Right.
Which game are you talking about?
24.
Wow.
The game. I love the show, and the game bridges seasons 2 and 3. Yeah, so I'm like, I need the story. I want to play the game.
I'm not listening to you, to be honest.
That's fine. So. Kiefer Sutherland, the power of Bauer will come and get you.
Oh, the power of Bauer. Wow. That's someone's game
now. Do you
now.
Write for Fox?
I do. All right, awesome. Moving on to PlayStation.
No offense to Fox or any of its affiliates.
No, not at all. PlayStation 3 news now. In America, we got Talladega Nights with our PlayStation 3's free copy of Blu-ray.
Woot!
So that would be the American equivalent. And Europeans are getting Casino Royale on Blu-ray.
Oh, man.
The first 500,000 people that sign up for the PlayStation Network in Europe at the launch will get a free copy of Casino Royale on Blu-ray.
Oh. When the words of the late, great Colonel Sanders, I'm too drunk to taste this chicken.
Alright. Well then, here's a very interesting piece of news, and I don't know why I pulled this, I just guess because I thought it was funny. Dead or Alive outsold Virtua Fighter 5 in Japan. Now this doesn't mean much to anybody except for the people who follow fighting games. Dead or Alive 4 was released on the Xbox 360. The Xbox 360 sold 80,000 units. Dead or Alive sold 60,000 units. PlayStation 3 sold 600,000 units. Virtua Fighter only sold 30,000 units.
Ouch.
So, yeah, that's a huge ratio difference.
Yeah, it is.
So,
which is pretty amazing to me, considering how good the early reviews of Virtua Fighter.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing that the Japanese people aren't buying it, and it just really proves to me that the systems are not being played. They're sitting on eBay or in somebody's garage
or
something.
Exactly.
Nobody's playing them, so.
Well, I think the attach ratio for Resistance kind of proved that, too, because Resistance was like their big launch title out of the gate.
And it only sold 75,000 copies.
Yeah, the attach ratio was terrible, because most of those people were going to resell it.
Right.
So...
It's sad because a game like Virtua Fighter needs to sell more to do well.
Yeah.
And it sucks that it's not. And it's a shame that Sega didn't get it out for the 360 earlier because I think it would have sold more.
Absolutely.
So, all right, next piece of news. Jack Tretton was recently in an interview with EGM where he claimed he'd pay $1,200 for a PlayStation 3 on the shelf if you could find one. Well, apparently the owners of PennyArcade.com, the famous video game comic, if you read it, it's great. If you don't, you need to go read it. Actually went out and found 8 PlayStation 2s, or 3s, I'm sorry. And now Jack Tretton owes them $13,200.
Nice.
Which is just class.
And it's a slap in the face at the end of the comic. They said they were going to use the $13,000 to go buy a Wii. Nice. All right, now here's one that makes me cry a little. But at the recent, I believe it was it CDS?
Everything makes you cry.
Well, this makes me cry bad.
Okay.
Sony Pictures announced they're making a Metal Gear Solid movie.
Wait, what?
Is Uwe Boll going to direct?
No, this is Sony Pictures, and it's... It makes me cry because it's going to suck.
Oh.
You know it's going to.
It's going to suck. Awful. They're going to... Oh.
Well, you know what? If they can get Kojima...
Even no, no, no.
If they can get Kojima to do what?
I don't know.
Make the movie into another video game?
If Kojima directs it, you'll just get lost about 10 minutes. It'd be like Memento watching forward.
Yeah.
You just won't get it at all.
By the end of the movie, I'd be screaming, "Who the fuck are the Patriots? Like, what the fuck do they have to do with
what is Lale Lulelo?" Oh, so yeah, that makes me cry a little. I really hoped it would never happen, but it's going to happen.
Wow. Let's just hope they give it the storyline of one.
Yeah, because two was... I go with three. I'll even give it three.
Why remake one of the... Why not explain who the Patriots are? Because we still haven't got that explanation.
That's going to be in four. You know that.
I don't think
it is. You're
going
to have to make about eight movies to explain.
You have to make about eight movies, and the movie's in English, and you still need subtitles.
I am still convinced that they started making that game, and they got... You know, halfway through it, and they're like, shit, we're out of stuff to talk about.
Exactly.
We're going to have to throw something else in here.
Scissor 69. I have no idea what the hell's going
that's
on.
That's not a knock on the Metal Gear games.
No, I love Metal
the
Gear.
The games were fantastic, but the storylines, man.
Mostly two.
Yeah, mostly two.
Mostly two. Three was good, one was
good.
One
was exceptional.
But two, you're just like, at the end of the game, it's like, what the fuck is going on?
I was that way, like, by the middle. Like, huh?
Well, when first, you know, Raiden, it was Raiden. He came, he was like, this is Snake. Like, that's not Snake.
Right.
Come on.
Like, that's not Snake.
That's not Snake. Quit lying to me. All right, moving on. More Virtua Fighter news. It will only support 720p in the U.S. So all the promise of 1080p gaming, once again, we don't get it.
Boom. But you can get that on 360 with
NBA Street.
And NBA Street.
NBA Street and Virtua Tennis will be the first two 1080p games. We did that last week's news.
Did you?
Yeah. Wait, you're telling me that Microsoft is beating Sony out of the gate?
That's, imagine that.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. Man.
Well, no, no, no.
That's news.
That's news. That's
just the top right now.
That should have been.
Tekken on the PlayStation Store next week will support 1080p, so...
No.
Oh.
Tekken 5 Dark Resurrection for the PS3.
Oh, so the game that's been out on PSP for a while.
They're remaking it for the PS3 with 1080p graphics and adding a couple characters, I think. I'll download it. It's like $15. I might actually play my PS. It's two fighting games in 1 week.
There you go.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, but which one will you play?
Virtua Fighter.
There you go.
All right, last piece of news. Chuckles. Chuckles all around. They're making a game out of the Rubber Ducky tech demo.
Nice.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not.
I've been waiting for that announcement.
I know. The Rubber Ducky simulator market is just so untapped. Come on.
There's so much potential.
On, there's so much potential with like 15,000 ducks on screen. Put them in 99 Nights. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Just fucking hack and slash every single rubber duck
in
the world.
Come on.
That's awesome.
You're running real low on ideas when you're making a game out of the Rubber Ducky demo. Remember the old tech demo? I think it was the first Xbox. With
the
woman and the giant dancing robot.
You know, 360 still don't look that good.
And you know, and they didn't make a game out of a woman and a giant robot, and they're going to make a game out of rubber duckies floating in a
robot.
You know,
I really wanted them to make a game out of the mouse traps, though, with the little Microsoft ping pong balls.
Oh, yeah, that actually would have been pretty fun.
Yeah, just throw something in and then watch it go crazy. That's entertainment for idiots for hours.
Yeah, they could make a game called Domino Effect, where... You can simulate, like, mouse traps or dominoes or a combination of the two and make elaborate things that happen where you can spend hours just setting it up.
Well, you know, they were going to do that, but then they discovered that no one can stop Mr. Domino.
That brings back so many memories. All right, moving on.
That was quite good.
We're out of the PS3 news. We're into the Wii news now, so we're going to give the Virtual Console Weekly Update. Or as we like to call it, the Weekly Update.
The Weekly Update.
Because there's no games coming out, so they just got to keep rehashing old NES shit.
Yes.
Anyways, this week brings back two games that you probably could give two shits about, and one game that you think you care about until you play it again. The first one is Kirby's Adventure for the NES for 500 points.
Oh, let me tell you, I'm so excited to pay $5 to play Kirby's Adventure.
I'm going home right now. What's talking about?
The second one is Ice Climber.
Yeah, but that's because you have a giant pink fat thing fetish.
things that...
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Wait, you like Oprah?
Oh, she's not pink. What are you talking about? You can't insult Oprah, man. She's a billionaire.
We're canceled. So this will be the final edition.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Second game, Ice Climber.
Awesome.
Yeah, and the last one, this is the one you think you care about until you play it again. Kid Icarus.
Ooh, Kid Icarus.
Yeah, until you play it again and you go, wow, this game really isn't all that good. Why the hell do I want to remake?
Oh, it's good.
No, it's not. You float around like Princess Peach and shoot arrows.
Yeah, he's Icarus.
I don't care. He should be able to fly, not float.
He's Icarus.
That's why he can't fly.
Fuck him.
He flew too close to the sun and melted.
Right. I don't care. He's like,
or his wings melted.
I don't care. That game's not fun.
Fell.
I don't care. People are going nuts because he's going to be in Super Smash Bros.
To
I don't care.
His death.
Good. I wish they'd keep him off a virtual console.
He resurrected even such.
All right. And as if Nintendo needed any more kitty news, in a recent interview...
Meow.
Not that kind of kitty.
Oh, okay.
In a recent interview with Capcom, they claim that they will steer away from the M-rated titles on the Wii because they feel it's a, quote, kitty system.
Oh.
So. We used to have that sound effect. Yeah, we did.
I'm drawing whiskers and little ears on mine when I get home.
Alright, next piece of Wii news. Zelda is the first title to break 1 million copies.
Woo!
Which amazes me because I figured it would have broke that a long time ago. Why is you that think? Just now news?
Well, because there's not enough Wii consoles to go around.
Well, they sold more than 1 million before the end of Christmas. Why are we just now hearing about
stepping
this?
On my joke, motherfucker.
I'm sorry.
Taking everything all literal and shit.
Alright, well, I'll leave the next one to you. Next piece of news. I segged. Did you like that?
I did like that.
Guitar Hero is coming to the Wii.
Woo!
Activision has announced Guitar Hero will come to the Wii, and I think I read that it won't actually come with a controller. You will air guitar with the Wiimote.
Not so.
Not so, yeah.
That's disappointing. Not that I care, because I'm going to buy it on 360 anyway.
Yeah, I am too.
Just for the downloadable content. They need to make every song from
now,
the first game.
Now, I'm going to tell you, if they bring out the Wii version, and you have to rock it out, like, you have to dance around and jump up and down and everything with the Wii controller, that might be kind of cool.
You gonna rock
you might
out
look like
your
a fucking
out?
Idiot if somebody looks in your window, but it might be pretty cool.
Right.
What'd you say?
I said, are you going to rock out with your cock out?
Come on now. Why you got to be vulgar for it?
Well, everybody else is. I thought I'd just join the party. Except for Killer Wolverine, who hasn't said three words.
He's just looking around the room like, what?
I'm just in utter shock that they're making that game for the Wii.
He's got a mouthful of spaghetti.
I mean...
Moving on. And I only have one piece of multi-system news. This will make a couple people happy. Transformers game was officially unveiled to the press recently.
Woo!
Being made by Traveler's Tales, guys that did Lego Star Wars 2. But if you look at the rest of their track record, you get a little scared.
Yes, you do.
As they made games like Haven.
Oh, Call of the King.
Yes. Oh. I'm sorry. And Crash Bandicoot, The Wrath of Cortex. After Naughty Dog left.
The Wrath of a shitty title.
Yes. So,
I like Haven, but that's fine.
You like
but
Haven?
But it's Transformers.
That's because he had dreadlocks, right?
It is. That's exactly why. Because I have dreadlocks.
You have no hair to make dreadlocks.
You got beard dreadlocks?
But the cool thing, and this is what gets me excited, I read the preview. You can choose either Autobots or Decepticon faction from the beginning, and it's an open-ended game kind of like the Hulk, where you go around a city, open-ended, free-roam kind of game.
See, but I read something cooler than that. They're actually going to use the Transformers sound from the cartoon.
Well, they didn't use that in the PlayStation 2 game.
No, they didn't.
And I was so upset.
Me too.
I beat that game, and I loved it. It was a great game.
Yes, it was.
Atari did an amazing job with that game, but without that sound, it took something away.
Yes, it did. Because I put it in just it. Like, I just hit the button. Oh.
Yeah, but did you ever play the Japanese one?
No.
They made a Japanese one that was based off the original cartoon, and it had the sound. But it didn't make it in a good game.
Nice.
It was a really bad game. It was literally like one of those games where you go to an invisible wall, fight three people till that invisible wall disappears. Walk to the next invisible wall, fight three people till that invisible wall. Yeah, it was
good.
Really bad. It had the sound.
So hopefully they won't do this with the... Yeah.
No, they said it's open-ended and they compared it to the Hulk.
Nice.
So that's like Crackdown.
Yeah,
good times.
You can actually destroy buildings and stuff in it too. I read that too.
As long as I can transform and the sound is there and it's open-ended, I'm all for it.
And Optimus Prime is a truck and not a freaking gorilla or whatever else they like to turn him into.
What was that?
Beast Wars.
That was awful.
Yes.
Transformers.
Did you ever play
Beast
that game?
Wars.
Yes.
That was on the PlayStation?
Yes.
That was one of the worst. You'd like die when you don't have Energon?
Right.
I'm like, what the hell is this? Right. I don't die. Stupid people. Anyway, that wraps up the news.
Sweet.
So now we're going to move on to new releases for the week. And this is an exciting week. The PSP has the most new releases.
Ow!
I'm excited.
I'm excited. Backyard basketball.
You're excited. I know.
Backyard basketball for the PS2.
Are you joking?
No.
They're making another backyard basketball game?
Backyard basketball for the PS2.
Shouldn't we call like two or something? Because they
already had it. It's just backyard basketball.
The best part of the backyard series of games is playing as the kid in the wheelchair.
I've never played him. There's a kid in the wheelchair.
Yeah, you seriously, you can play
in the football game. He can outrun anybody.
Yeah, he can.
Next game up, Ghost Rider for the PS2 and the PSP. You know they put a lot behind them, and they won't even make a next gen version.
Yeah.
Anyway, the next one's called Tulip for the PS.
What?
Tulip for the PS2. I don't know. I looked at the box
art.
It's
about
working at
Taco Bell.
Right.
It's not a chalupa.
Chalupa. Carne asada. Carne asada.
But oh, Seg, carne asada. The next release is chili con carne for the PSP.
Is that about working at Taco Bell?
No, that's actually a pseudo sequel to the game Total Overdose, which I liked.
Oh yeah.
Did you ever play that?
I did.
The crazy Mexican Max Payne kind of game.
That was all right.
That was a good game. I liked that. So, but. Once again, with PSP, no two nubs. Shooters don't work. Monster Kingdom Jewel Summoner for the PSP.
Is that about working at Taco Bell?
No! Which actually, one of our staff members has been playing for the last 2 months because we got review code 2 months ago.
Nice.
It's an RPG for the PSP.
So, isn't it based on the Shin Megumi Tensei series?
Hell if I know.
I think it is.
I played like the first 10 minutes of Devil Summoner, and I have no idea what the hell was going on. I turned it off.
Either. They have a lot of games based on that series.
I know, and it's huge. Yeah. People love it. I'm like, I don't get it.
I didn't either. I'm like,
I saw a demon with like something protruding out of his cross.
Exactly.
I'm like, okay, I need to turn this off.
Walk away.
And the next release, which is actually really cool, the new Ratchet and Clank for the PSP.
Now that is not working at Taco Bell.
Now that game is not working at Taco Bell. Yeah,
that actually looks good.
That looks really good, and the reviews so far have been really positive. So, PSP actually getting some good games. And the last game, if you care, is F-24 Stealth Fighter for the DS. Do you care?
Killer Wolverine did.
He did a little fist bump.
He didn't want you all to know that he cared, but he was like, yes, he did the fist bump.
Even though he doesn't have a DS.
It was a quiet fist bump.
He's just gonna buy the cartridge. Like, look how small.
Look at this little Stealth Fighter.
Sniff the manual.
Stealth Fighter. All right, so that wraps up our news and new releases. So we're gonna take a break and come right back with some more goodness for y'all.
Take a break.
Take me out, Jamis.
There's a place some of us choose to live. Gated community, cops can't come in. A neighborhood for punks over the hill. We spent our golden years in Mattersville. We can do whatever we want, whenever we please. There's always a keg of beer and a block of cheese. We got carrots.
Alright, we're back. Some top 10 lists.
Just one top 10 list. But there's 10 things on it.
There's 10 things, so that's a multitude of things.
Yes.
Alright, so let's get started.
Let's do it.
We come up with the top 10 aggravations in gaming.
Yes.
10 things that piss us the fuck off.
Wow, that's well put.
That is eloquent.
Really,
yes.
Eloquent, yes.
Eloquent. I
do. Very much so.
The number one on the list is no online support. How do you feel when you get a game home like... Take Chronicles of Riddick.
Indeed.
First person shooter. Why is there no online? I know people are bitching like, oh, it was a single player experience. Well, I could have kept playing it.
Yeah.
I could have kept playing if it was online.
Yeah.
That's why the first Fusion Frenzy wasn't that good. And they waited 6 years to release the same game with online support.
Yeah.
And it made it better. It didn't make it good, but. You know. So no online support sucks. Man, what's to say about that one?
No.
Next one on the list, we talked about this earlier, was only one nub on the PSP.
Only one nub.
I like that word, nub.
PSP is the drummer from Def Leppard.
First, Eric Clapton's going to kill you, and now you're going to get beat to death with one drumstick.
the motherfuckers only got one arm.
It was in like a car crash or something.
Yeah,
no, you know?
It was. They actually, him and Eric Clapton are going to plot, and they're going to get you.
They're going to kill you.
Eric Clapton's going to beat me over the head with a guitar, and the drummer's going to be stabbing me with a sharpened drumstick.
Eric Clapton will cream you, and the Def Leppard drummer will pour some sugar.
Oh, snap. That was almost as bad as my Bob Saget joke from earlier.
It was. I meant for it to be. But just like all the shooters that were on the PSP, how much better they could have been. With two, like Siphon Filter, we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Siphon Filter was great, but with two nubs, it would have been... Stop with it. It's called a nub. It ain't no analog stick. It's a motherfucking nub.
It's still funny. The nub.
The nub.
Two nubs would have been better.
I like two nubs on my consoles. That's so I can rub them. Anyway. All right. The next one on the list is bosses that change forms 18 fucking times before you kill them.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
You think the game's over, the music starts playing.
I beat him. What the fuck?
He's a rabbit now.
He's a goddamn red unicorn now. So you kill the red unicorn. What the fuck? He's a dragon. How the fuck did that big dragon fit inside the little unicorn?
It's a morphing capability.
Well, motherfucker's dead. He shouldn't be able to morph anymore.
And here's the interesting thing.
Yeah, but he didn't morph. That wasn't really...
He didn't morph, he just turned.
Yeah, like, that wasn't, like, too, like, a fight where he changed. Like, you fought the, was it the angel one, and then you had to kind of, you owned the...
That's even worse, though. At least when the shit changes into something bigger, you're right. Like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Cause
the worst is when you kill somebody, and they fall down, and like,
Right.
They get right back up.
Yeah. That was only Musha 3, that's what happened in that. You build him, was like, yes, and he's like, no, what?
I'm not dead.
Right. Yeah, the thing that gets me about the bosses that change forms is that each form is more ominous than the last form, and I think it's some kind of reverse logic, but you would think if someone got the crap just beat out of them, they're not going to come back, oh, I'm more powerful now.
Well, they look meaner, but they're easier to kill.
Well, yeah, that's...
The second and third forms are always easiest to kill.
Yeah.
Like, punch me in the stomach, you're dead.
Except Wily and Mega Man.
Yeah, he got just fucking hard.
Hard.
Like, retarded hard.
Yeah.
Which brings us into the next cheap AI. Mortal Kombat is very guilty.
Yes, it is.
It's like, hey, you won 3 rounds. Fuck you, you're dead. Flawless victory.
Yep. I just bought Armageddon, too, and I was playing that.
It's like you get to the third or fourth guy, you're like, I'm whooping that. Shit! I just got pumped.
Maybe I need to change guys.
So you change guys, and you whip 2 guys, and you're like, oh, shit! What about a football game where you're winning, like, 35-10, and all of a sudden the computer intercepts 14 passes?
Right.
How did that happen? That's some cheap shit. That didn't happen the whole game. This motherfucker just all of a sudden turned into fucking...
Jesus.
Dion Branch.
Dion Warwick.
Dion Warwick.
Dion Warwick.
I was trying to think of Dion Sanders. That's what I was trying to think of. He turned into Dion Sanders. Prime time, bitches. Anyway, next annoyance, and this is going to wrap a whole conversation, is online competition.
Oh, God.
First off, we want to talk about voice masking. You got a bad voice to begin with. Don't change it by making it sound like a robot.
Or
two-year-old. Hey, idiot, we all need to go over here and we need to kill the dragon. We get the photos.
You know, I love that when, like, the two-year-olds, like, are directing that.
Yeah, they're
like,
always captains.
The team leader. Okay, you guys, you over here. I'm going to go down the middle and bomb them. And you, go around. Why aren't you following my orders? Who are you?
And they all,
it's kind of like you in Rainbow Six.
Pretty much. That's actually
follow him because he's going to tell you where to go.
And then you we follow him because of Operation Dark Shield.
See, no, they play Operation Operation Dark Shield is what they did to me in Rainbow Six. I turned around like, what? Where are you guys? Pow!
He's like those little mirrors they use in combat. We'd like, all right, he's around the corner. He's like, oh, he got shot in the head. Oh God! He's like, oh God! He's like the canary in a coal mine. When the black guy dies, you got to run the other direction. Now, once he does die, you gotta grab his body and, like, peek him out around the corner.
Yes, definitely, voice masking and Captain Halo.
And I'm sorry, if you fucking have numbers instead of letters in your name, I brought this up on the podcast before, but this is a severe annoyance of mine. If you have numbers instead of letters in your name, get the fuck off online. Seriously. I mean, if you can't spell the awesome dude without 18 threes... Then you need to quit playing online and go back to fucking school.
Hey,
I'm sorry. Not to offend anybody that's got a whole bunch of letters. Or if you use Z's instead of S's,
it's not the late 90s anymore.
Right.
Nobody uses cool. Z's instead of S's anymore.
You didn't know my name was supposed to be Zero Tolerance?
Zero Tolerance?
You didn't know that?
It'd be different if you were Zero Tolerances with like seven fucking Z's at the end.
Because I fell asleep while I was typing my gamer tag. What happened? Another one is the achievements now with Xbox 360. When people hop into ranked matches just to get the achievement. Like, you play Gears of War, it's like, come in, guy comes in, I'm going up to the shotgun, I need 30 more kills to get my 100 kills with a shotgun.
Okay.
That's kind of what happens.
Everyone's like, what the fuck?
Really?
Really? And they do the complete opposite, or kick
and
him
they
out.
Do the complete opposite and grab the shotgun and then shoot him in the face.
Right. Like, even if he's on your own team.
Achieve that, bitch.
Right. Achieve this, motherfucker. All right.
Have you noticed our podcasts are getting increasingly vulgar?
No, not at all. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? Fuck.
All right, next one on the list is a nagging bitch. We're not vulgar in any respect.
See that seg? Do you like that seg? Do you like over that here. Across the room, I segged you into that.
It's a nagging bitch. How many times you start up a game and you go into the tutorial, there's always some nagging motherfucker on there that's going to tell you exactly what to do and when to do it. Y'all need to pull out your gun.
And if you don't do it right?
Pull the right trigger. No, you dumb. You know what the best one? Did you play the tutorials in Blitz?
Yes.
Blitz the League? Yep. When you don't do it right, he's like, oh, what the fuck, man? I told you how to do this
what?
Shit.
Yeah, that's LT. Yeah, that definitely was good.
He's like, you fucked that up. What are you, fucking stupid or something? That was the best tutorial ever. Oh, what about RPGs with the elder? That motherfucker knows everything. Why don't you fucking do it?
Dude, right. if you sat in an underground tree for 40 years waiting on the one to come, you'd know everything too.
Yeah, but I want to figure out, there ain't no newspapers in fucking Hobbit land. How the fuck did he know?
If you're an elder, you don't need newspapers, man.
How the hell did he know that? Osmosis and shit?
Exactly, he just knows.
The fairy come and told him.
That's not what happens.
Well, he's the elder. Everyone who's called the elder knows shit.
Until, like, in South Park, when they killed him, like, kill the elder!
I'm changing my name to elder, that way everybody don't think I know shit. They'll put me up on a throne.
They're just gonna ask questions,
and you're like, I don't fucking know!
No, they come ask me questions, I'll just make up answers for them.
It's the crystal of life.
Dear elder, is global warming gonna destroy the earth?
Yeah.
Sure! Fuck! Yeah,
tomorrow.
20 years from now, buy some stock.
All right,
Buy some stuff.
Next one on the list, invisible walls.
Nothing like running, then poof.
What the fuck was that?
Do you run like hell on video games? Yeah, I do. Poof. Does it make that sound? Yeah. That'd be neat.
What game is that?
I don't know.
Punch your mom in the face game. What the fuck? What has some questions?
Ben's turned angry.
He's turned so angry so fast. But like, I understand what he means, like in Lost Planet, you're like, ooh, look at that pretty horror.
You try to grapple.
There's a big, giant, fucking clear wall there. I can't go.
The most
it.
Annoying thing about that game is you try to grapple, go up a building, so you can like run up on the roof.
Well, I like and when you try to grapple something, and he just down. Like flies
yeah,
up and
then,
vertically.
Yeah.
Like you can't go over. Like yeah. I can see over the ledge. How come I can't get over there?
Yeah. And then you just fall to the ground. Like oh.
Oh well, okay. I guess I can't get up there.
And speaking of that, off subject. Every time we play that, and you're using the grapple, it looks like you hung yourself.
It does. Like I'm hanging from the building.
I turn around and he's just sitting there hanging, like, "Oh my god, he just hung himself! What the hell?"
And then he gets shot in the face with a rocket. All right. Next one on the list is annoying chores, and this is RPGs are very guilty of this. Go find me 35 bat wings so you can fucking make this potion that'll give you one extra HP.
You know what's the worst for that? MMORPG.
Oh, MMORPG. That's all you do?
Yeah, that's all that is.
That's all you do. People are like, this game lasts forever.
Warcraft, yeah. I played a lot of Warcraft when it first came out. And I got so sick of, go kill 10 this. Go kill 10 this. Go collect 10 this. Over and over and over and over again. It's like, Jesus Christ, give me something concrete to do.
Well, you know that's what Crackdown's mission structure is, right?
I know.
It's not go kill this guy.
Well, it's not
go crack. Kill that guy.
You can jump down if I get bored doing
I could jump in MMORPGs too.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, but you can't climb a building in an MMORPG and throw a friggin' Isuzu at somebody.
Yeah. You can
punch
City
a human. Kick you know? A... Spin kick
well,
a human.
You can fly in City of Heroes.
Well, shit.
You can but spin again, kick a human and kick him all the way across the fucking
then
town.
Then again, City of Heroes.
That has nothing to do with the story, though.
I don't fucking care. I just think that's cool.
I'm just saying.
City of Heroes doesn't... I mean, there's a lot of the whole kill 10 this, kill 20 this, but there's also a lot of instance missions and stuff like that.
It doesn't make it a bad game like Resident Evil's the same way. In the very, very first one, go.
Dude,
get
if you
Eagle
go back and play the very first one, I mean, you will hate it.
Yeah,
I don't
hate
Resident
Evil, though, the only reason you had to run all over and do that stuff was because you were the master of unlocking.
Exactly.
So, if you weren't the master of unlocking, you wouldn't have to worry about any of that shit.
Even though the bitch
never
picked the lock,
she never did.
The bitch never picked the lock.
No.
I mean, but seriously, go back and play the original Resident Evil, you will hate it. Like, how many fucking crests do I have to go get to unlock the goddamn staircase?
Why can't these guys just use a key?
Fucking woodshop over here. Right. Build a key.
You know what? There's an annoyance that we didn't put on the list.
Okay,
the fact that no doors take actual keys.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's always the decapitated eagle's head or a crest or something.
Oh, come on. In Resident Evil, there was the eagle key.
The glass eye of Balthazar in such and so.
It's like, why can't you just take a fucking house key?
Well, you know,
I have a key right here.
There was another annoyance in video games I hated. It was just like, how come you can pick up ammo on the counter of a house that there's obviously no terrorist in? So where the fucking ammo come up? But you kill the enemy, you can't fucking take his gun. There's a clip laying on the table, but fuck, the guy that just shot you with an Uzi, you can't have
the
it.
The only game that really kind of, I think, justified that was Metal Gear, because like the guns were like DNA and DNA encoded to the soldier.
But there were still fucking just rations laying next to the sewer.
That's
I mean, seriously,
there's food laying around.
There's food laying by the sewer. You don't fucking eat that?
Just in case he has to make
a
meal out.
You know, we shouldn't have made this a top 10. We should have just made this a
discussion. This is the discussion here.
Because that's like in hack and slash games when you kill a wolf and you get like 80 pieces of gold and a
that
steel helm.
The RPG thing, like, where the fuck do you keep your gold?
Final Fantasy 12, stop that. Like, it says in the manual that the monsters don't carry gil. Like, you have to actually kill people to get it. So, like, you know, you don't kill a cactus and he drops 20 gil that he purchases.
Where would a cactus even keep it?
I don't know, but he purchases his spines with it, I guess.
A bizarre.
Keeps it in his wallet, just like anybody else.
Yeah, didn't you know cactus have
his
wallets?
His little purse.
It's a cacti wallet.
It's a little gill purse.
Gill purse. He's got a would you shave my coin purse?
He hangs it on one of his little prickly things.
He hangs it on what?
One of his little prickly things.
Oh, I thought you said you
not
hung
his
on?
Prick. Okay. Come on. Well, I think that's a first. That's the first time we used the word prick in the podcast.
Well, we did rock out with your cock out earlier. So
what did
we?
Yeah.
This is what we used the word. We've used the word cock before.
This is like
NC-17. I know. People are going to be listening to this.
No,
like, I don't like these guys anymore.
No, this isn't NC-17. This is AO, bitches.
Fucking
all right, moving on the list. If anything else comes up, feel free to throw it in. But the next one on the list is Broken Ass Systems.
PS2.
Oh, yeah, listen to you. How about
Red Ribbon?
First Xbox. My 360. I am on my fifth 360.
I just think he punches.
It just came out.
Where the hell are you playing it at? The bottom of the ocean?
That's what I'm thinking.
Where do you go through 5 360s?
I went through two.
Yeah,
one
I'm
one
on my
broke.
Second.
Is your house constantly on fire or something?
Well, no, a bunch of people, his friends come over, they steal them.
Oh.
Well, that's what happened to my first one, is it didn't get stolen. But still, the other ones that I've bought have all messed up.
They're in a lawsuit, too, for their customer service.
They charged
them. This is how this whole extended warranty came up. They charged
Sony,
them $140 to ship it out.
Yeah, because the Sony lawsuit went so many directions with customer service and broken PS2s. So many people won that lawsuit.
Yeah.
Just a thought, you know.
Yeah. Well, still, but that's why they extended the warranty, because they were in a lawsuit for $140 to ship it out.
You know what?
Out?
Maybe that's a new tactic to sell more systems. Sony worked with the PS2. There's 100 million installed base. How many of those were broken?
All of them.
About 80 million?
Yeah.
So you know, maybe the 360 went that route. They're like, let's fuck this up after about a year.
If I'd kept every PS2 that I took apart and fixed, I could have built my fucking house with them. That's no lie.
If you had a house that looked like a PS2, I'd come over. It would break.
You're right.
I would just kick it.
I never have any running water.
You couldn't play
and every
any
time I walked into my house. It'd say disc re-air.
You couldn't play any DVDs in your house.
No, I couldn't. Or Blu-backs.
Or Blu-back discs. When you got online, the shit would just
every
be
time
annoying.
Every time I wore a blue shirt, my house would kick me the fuck out.
You would have to insert a PS2 format.
Insert a PS2 format disc. The red screen of death. All right, moving on. The last one on the list is subscription fees.
Yeah, this goes mainly to Microsoft. If we're paying, well, not
this
Microsoft.
This mainly goes to who?
Poor. this the makers really, of I think Fantasy Star everything. And
World of Warcraft. You have to.
Pay I'm not worried about PC because you don't pay a service fee.
For it doesn't matter.
Xbox Live, you pay a service fee of $50 a year, which is not much if you think about it. It comes about $5 a month, but then $15 on top of that every other month or every month.
Depending on how many games you want to play. If you're playing right. Final Fantasy and Fantasy Star, you're paying over $20.
Which
extra
is a lot
a
of extra right. money. You guys, like, how many games is that?
You know, honestly, and I'd be happy with this, if you're a gold member, make it $5 a month.
Right. A
Give
discount.
Us a discount. Right. You know, because I understand there's server maintenance fees that right. MMOs come with, but don't make it full price if you're gold.
Right. Right.
Yeah, make it cheaper, you know.
Yeah.
I'd be happy with that. But no, the fact that you still have to pay the full $13 or whatever it is, that is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
It's BS.
And then it comes into the downloadable microtransactions. You want to pay for some cheat codes?
I got your cheat codes right here.
And the strategy guides.
The strategy guides that you have to pay for, walkthroughs you have to pay for, I don't know, jerseys you have to pay for.
Yeah, if I'm going to pay for a strategy guide, I better have a book right in front of me that I can flip the pages to at will.
Yeah, but one of these strategy guides on that you buy at Marketplace are actual videos, though. So it's kind of cooler.
It's kind of it's cool
because instead of just showing you a picture of where the fuck you're supposed to go, it shows you how to go there.
Right,
you know?
Which is cool.
If you're in the middle of the game,
you're not gonna
it's inconvenient. Right.
Yeah, you're not gonna have the book on your lap
off and freaking go. To
yeah,
the
like oh, right. I need to save this and then go watch a video.
I'll do put it on your iPod. Yeah.
All right. I guess I'm going to get an iPod so I can do that.
I don't have an iPod.
That's what I'm saying. I guess I'm going to get an iPod.
What century are you in? 1400s. What the fuck is an iPod?
The early 20th century.
iPods? What's a newspaper? Chiseled stone, bitches.
I still listen to my records on a phonograph.
And it's good times for all. Alrighty then. Any other annoyances? Anything else just piss you off?
Phonographs.
Phonographs piss you off?
Phonographs, yeah.
Hey, you know.
People from the early 20th century.
They piss you off?
Yeah.
Well, when did you see one?
I mean, you know, it really grinds my gears.
Well,
you know what really grinds my gears?
I just did not go to.
You, America. Fuck you.
Oh, here we go.
This podcast brought to you by John Johnson's corn-based eating paste.
Is he related to you?
John Johnson?
My uncle, actually.
Really?
Don Johnson?
Whatever he just said.
Miami Vice?
No.
Don Johnson from Miami, but you related to him? Can I get an autograph?
I can hook you up. All I right. can call him. Right
Wait, that's
this.
That. Was he white?
No.
Okay, I didn't watch Miami Vice. I was two.
Don Johnson was white?
Shoot, Don Johnson.
You were
is,
fucking with it. He just
did not know who Don Johnson
is. Right. Watch Miami Vice.
Were you alive in the '80s? Don Johnson was everywhere. Motherfucker had a record on the charts.
I'm sorry. How old did Eddie Murphy? In the '80s?
Eddie Murphy had an R&B record on the charts.
Oh, don't even bring up Eddie Murphy's record. Okay.
All righty then.
Stray from
any other more annoyances?
No.
Any other topics?
No. I think we're done with this motherfucking podcast.
I think we've ruined it to the ground.
Yeah, I think we have.
Yeah.
Nothing else?
Nothing else.
Wow, he doesn't even say it. He just shakes his head like they can hear it.
Like they hear his neck.
We're going to have to do a video podcast.
We do a video podcast, nobody will ever watch it again.
No, they won't. They'd be like, God, look how ugly those people are. They're like, at least when I was listening to them, I could imagine that they looked like normal people.
Normal people?
Wow, we apparently don't look like normal people. That's fine.
Hey, if you want to see what everybody looks like, go to the staff page.
Yeah, the three of us are on there.
Yeah. Me, Zero, and Killer Wolverine are all on there. I'm actually on there twice because I'm in the background of Killer Wolverine's picture.
That's right, he's drinking.
Drinking a nice cup of Mountain Dew.
That's right.
Mountain Dew.
Yeah,
poured your way into my picture.
Alcoholic.
And there's also
a picture of Brayden.
Yeah.
Dirty Toe.
And the Wii launch pictures. Who all's on there? I know I am. There's Speedwax on there.
Speedwax in a lot of pictures.
Yeah, aren't you on there?
He's sniffing the manual.
Yeah.
He's sniffing the manual.
So there you go. Check out the website. Look for some pictures.
We're normal.
We are normal.
No. Not normal today. So we're going to end this.
Nice. All right. You know what? I'm going to send it to Gambus this time. Gambus.
Waka!